This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The terrorist attacks in Brussels are raising new questions about how the seat of the European Union's government is protected. The metro station that was hit is close to the European Parliament, and among other things, Brussels is also home to NATO and to major financial firms. Nova Safo has more on anti-terrorism resources and how everything that could have been done was not being done in Belgium to reduce the chances of yesterday's attacks.
Belgium is a small country. Is it really on its own in protecting big institutions of European power?
Essentially, the answer to that is yes.
Robbie Grammer is a security expert specializing in NATO countries at the Atlantic Council. He says each country in Europe has to deal with its own terrorism threat, and Belgium's police force just wasn't designed for that.
Belgium has really been overwhelmed in recent years by the number of radicalized people.
Belgium's task is made harder by the fact that European countries each have their own intelligence operations, and they don't always share info. Frank Salufo is a former senior U.S. counterterrorism official who's now at George Washington University.
We need to look more across Europe as a whole to ensure that intelligence is being shared between and among the various security services.
That's going to happen, says Robbie Grammer.
You'll definitely see a heightened interest in shoring up Belgium's anti-terror and intel units.
Because, Grammer says, it's now painfully clear just how exposed Belgium is. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.